This story is full of political intrigue and is a story of international diplomacy, of the connivings of the king Herod, a vassal king of the Romans, and of the relationships between Israel then and the countries to the east, probably Persia. In terms of the structure of this story, there are, as you can see, five episodes, and it builds to the entry of the wise men into the house to see the child with Mary, his mother. The dynamic of the story is then the living through of all of the political intrigue and the following of the star. And it is the star that is the most consistent verbal thread that runs through the whole of the story. So the wise men announce, in the first episode, we have observed a star at its rising. And then Herod learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then in the fourth episode, there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising, and when they saw that the star had stopped. And so it is the star that is the line of connection through this story. There's also the verbal thread of pay him homage. So they announce this when they come to Jerusalem, that they've come to pay him homage, and then when they get in the house, they kneel down and pay him homage. And Herod also says that he is going to go and pay him homage. So that's another verbal thread that runs through the story. The climax of the first episode is Herod's fear and all Jerusalem with him. And so rather than this being good news for Herod and for the people of Jerusalem, it is a source of fear for them. And of course, the reason for that was the political instability that it implied. No one looked forward to changes in a relatively stable regime, even if it was almost wholly corrupt. The calling together first of the chief priests and scribes of the people, and then with the wise men, is a description of meetings. So these diplomatic meetings are, part of what is needed is to convey this this sense of international diplomacy, of the getting together of these, first the leaders of Israel, and then these foreigners who have come in order to honor Jesus, a Jew, but it is not experienced by the people as a source of honor for them. The character of Herod, when he speaks to the wise men, is some way of conveying his unctuous tone, which is clearly conniving, and that ambiguity is one of the challenges of presenting the character of Herod. And it is also thoroughly historically appropriate in relation to how Herod is presented here. The other dimension of this is the character of the wise men. They clearly are men of great wisdom and faith, who had traveled for probably a year or more in order to find the child, and that's what's implied in the story. Maybe even longer, since it was 2 years since the star had appeared, which becomes clear in the next story. So the degree of identity that is created with the wise men in this story, that is one of the dynamics of this that is, I don't know, very powerful and appealing. So the last two episodes then are almost inside views of the wise men as they come to the house, the place where the star stopped, and then when they give their gifts. So something of the awe and wonder of this star and of this search that they had been on, which then is completed in their gifts, is the underlying dynamic of this story.